Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim, he's Dustin, and in quarter number three, we have a really interesting segment. My partner Dustin got a chance to interview 2021 commit to the Penn State class offensive lineman Landon Tengwall, and we're going to actually pull some of those quotes from that interview, and I think you all are going to find very interesting. But before we get to those quotes, Dustin, maybe you could first give us a little bit of an overview of what the what Landon was like. You had a chance to spend some time with him. Go ahead.
Yeah, we talked for over 30 minutes, I think it was. And it was a Facebook Live setting, so people were asking him questions. The couple of things that really stood out to me is, you know, as a, you know, he's still a high school junior at this very moment. You know, he has a certain degree of almost professionalism about him. And I really appreciated that. And I think that there's a story, I don't know, we'll get into the quote about this, but really, when he was in eighth grade, he said he noticed that things were going in this direction. So at that point in time, in eighth grade, he made a decision with some urgency. I've got to start adding weight. So when it comes down to it, I'm not trying to do that at the last minute. He didn't want to be in a position where he was a 265-pound offensive tackle trying to add weight and be more college ready, you know, as a late in his junior year or into his senior year. So he's 6'6" and 300 pounds, and he's a pretty natural fit that way. But he made a what I would call a business decision in eighth grade to speed that up and get to that place. And I think that says a lot about what Penn State is getting in him, is somebody who sees the big picture, who is kind of thinking a step ahead, who kind of understands the grand scheme of things. And I think that's a quality, as much as what you see on film or on the football field or whatever, that's a quality that I think will serve him very, very well going into the future. So I think keep something like that in mind as we hear him talk about recruiting and his development, areas he wants to improve and all that. The other part of it, Jim, and we'll hear from him, he was a pretty open book about making predictions and what he thought was going to happen on the recruiting front. One of the things that he did is he committed at a time where Penn State needed a commitment in a bad way. And I thought that that was another example of him seeing the big picture and understanding what his commitment could do in terms of all these other dominoes falling. And it's exactly what we saw happen. He committed, and then Penn State had a stretch of 8 days where they got five more commitments shortly after that.
I'll tell you what, yeah, his maturity was obvious. And I think back to our interview years ago with Sean Clifford, probably about at the same point in his high school career, and it's that same kind of maturity. All right, I want to get to some of the quotes, and I'm going to put three of them together, Dustin, where he talks about recruiting and commitments going into May, and then talks about the quarterback recruiting situation. Take a listen.
So I think we're going to get a couple in May. So the fans definitely should look forward to May, you know, possibly a quarterback coming here soon. So obviously we're talking about Christian here. I think he's looking at, you know, a commitment date of, he told me May, possibly June. So, I mean, pretty soon here. You know, and our odds are looking very good from what I can say. Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think Caleb Williams is probably a stretch for us. You know, I think a lot of fans get excited when, you know, when he's on our, you know, we're in his final five and stuff. But, you know, I always tell people don't get too excited because I don't want them, you know, get their hopes up. But I think Christian's going to be our guy.
So, Dustin, we get some interesting tidbits there on the quarterback recruiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you've seen the industry start to move in this direction with Christian Vaiu, and I heard from, you know, Liam Clifford a couple weeks ago as well with some confidence that he would be coming there. But I think we've seen that develop, and, you know, clearly Landon thinks that his commitment could come sooner than expected, maybe May, maybe June. Also thinks a big May is coming. He talked, and I don't think we'll get into this quote too much then, but he talked about there might even be a silent commit around that hasn't made an announcement yet, but who might be on the board. He was a little coy about that one, but I felt like just in general, his honesty was refreshing as far as what he believes is going to happen in this recruiting class.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised by his candor, but these are the guys who are going to know best. And those of us who've looked at this quarterback recruiting, we've only seen two quarterbacks on the board. Not a lot of confidence that Caleb Williams would be the guy, and that was prior to hearing what Landon had to say. So it seems like there's a lot on Christian Vaiu, but it might just be a case where the Penn State coaches are pretty confident that this is their guy, and he would be sooner or later would be committing to Penn State. Now, the other interesting thing is when we've seen the rankings of these players, Caleb Williams, he's listed as a dual-purpose quarterback, the type that Penn State's looking for. And some people were looking at Christian Vaiu saying, wait a minute, he's listed as a pro-style quarterback, he's taller. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have some mobility to him. And we did get also a little bit of a scouting report from Landon Tangwall on Christian Vaiu. And let's play that for you right now, Dusty.
Yeah, I mean, I watched his film recently. I mean, he's like, what is he, 6'3", 6'4"? You know, he can sling it, you know. I mean, I feel like that's, you know, that's definitely a quarterback you want. I mean, he can move, too, from what I've seen. So, I mean, I think, you know, he'll be a great quarterback, especially once he gets with Coach Soraka and the guys. I mean, he'll definitely keep improving.
Okay, Dustin, that's a pretty good scouting report we got right there from Landon Tangwall on Christian Vaiu. What did you think?
I agree. You know, I think pro-style quarterback, dual-threat quarterback, the lines can be blurred. They're often blurred, and he's a guy, you know, at 6'4" and 200 pounds or so. You want to try to pigeonhole him, so to speak, but you heard from Landon that he can move, and he's got the arm to make it. And if you've got both of those attributes on your side, what else do you need? I don't put a lot of stock, I think, in general, in the category that recruiting services put on guys, because even more now than ever before, there are pro style guys who clearly pose a threat with their legs, and there are dual threat guys who can clearly sit in the pocket and throw it. So those categories are blurred. I think he's very much what Penn State is looking for. Penn State has mentioned that even under Kirk Soraka, they're going to be asking their quarterbacks to use their legs. And I think Christian Vaiu is going to pose enough of a threat in that department. No concerns, I guess, from my standpoint on his dual threat abilities.
Remind me, was Sean Clifford listed as pro style?
I believe he was. I would have to look back in time, but I think he was definitely regarded more as a passer than a runner.
And there's your example of a guy who still had the mobility. All right, Dustin, he didn't just talk about quarterbacks. He also talked about a couple other players who might be joining him on the offensive line. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, if I had to tell the fans something, I've been telling people this a lot. Our chances with Rucci are definitely better than Tristan. I see Tristan probably going to Clemson or somewhere else, but I think Nolan's going to come here. You know, whether it be, you know, towards the end of the summer or early season, I see us getting Nolan. Probably not Tristan. I mean, they're both super athletic and, you know, long guys. So I mean, that's what, you know, you look for.
So, Dustin, there he's talking about Nolan Rucci and Tristan Lee, two fellow offensive line recruits, and he's a lot more confident in Nolan Rucci than he is in Tristan Lee coming to Penn State. Right, Dusty?
Yeah, that's not much of a surprise. I think that's what the industry experts are saying as well. He also, you know, talking about both their athleticism, you know, and how much of an asset that is. I don't think Tangwall is quite the same athlete as those two, but he is very much polished and college ready. And this was kind of off the tape that we'll play, but just mentioned he can play any position, really, you know, 6'6", 300. I think he's strong enough to play inside. He's polished enough to play pretty early in his career. And he could be a guy who plugs a hole pretty early when he gets to Penn State.
Yeah, it seems to be the case, and you get him and Nolan Rucci. I think all along we've been talking, even with our draft, our recruit expert, Greg Pickle, has always said among these three guys, Rucci, Tangwall, and Lee, considered a major success if Penn State can get two out of the three, and it looks like that may be the case where it would be Tangwall and Rucci, at least according to Langdon. I want to go to another quote we have from him, Dustin, and this goes back to something you talked about, which was the timing of his announcement. So let me get that and play that for you.
I would have been committed last Tuesday, so a week ago from today. And then I would have, headed up to the blue and white game, been the new commit, all that good stuff. It would have been really exciting, but this happened. So, and I had it all planned. I was gonna, I had a suit. I'm still gonna obviously use it, but I spent money on a whole custom suit, and I was gonna put Penn State on the inside, so I was gonna stand up and open it up, But fell through, so.
So, Dustin, in talking about his announcement and the timing of it, it seemed to be he was aware that Penn State needed a commit. It had been a long drought, a long time, and he could act as a leader for the team by making his commitment in the timing that he did.
And I thought that spoke volumes about him and his understanding of what his commitment could mean, his understanding. He was ready to commit to Penn State, but he knew doing it at this time had a chance to get momentum going in the right direction. So I think to recognize that and to pull the trigger when he did for that reason, I thought showed just at his core a lot of leadership and a desire to be a leader. You always need at least a couple of these types in a class for it to all come together. So good for him. I think he's a really good get in general for Penn State for all kinds of reasons on and off the field. He's a workout warrior. He's a guy who loves doing that part of it. He loves to work on his technique. He's got that 6'6", 300-pound frame that you can't coach, as you referenced to something else earlier. So he's got a lot of really good things going in his favor, and I think he's going to be a strong addition. Wouldn't surprise me at the least to see him be a multi-year starter for Penn State. As a guy who's, eventually an all Big Ten type player, whether that's a guard or a tackle. I'm not sure he's a left tackle, but maybe he plays on the right side. If you check out the whole interview, you can find that on Penn Live. You can find it on my Twitter feed at The Hawkinsmith. You see a guy who just gets it, Jim. And, when you get it and when you're built the way that he's built, that has all the makings for a guy who's going to be a really successful football player. Hope you enjoyed hearing from him as much as I did. We'll take a quick break here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Looking ahead to the 2021 NFL Draft and Penn State's prospects for that.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. Find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.